This is Podcast, the ultimate guide to podcasting. Written by George J. Lewin, read by Jesse Gross. Chapter 1. How to choose a podcast niche that fits you. If you want to maximize your chances of success, then you need to find the perfect niche for your podcast. It might sound weird and counterproductive right now, but that's really what you need to do. You're probably thinking, why should I niche down when I can practically reach anyone anywhere in the world with my podcast? Well, you see, there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts listed in various directories. How do you think you're going to stand out? By being a jack-of-all-trades podcaster? I don't think so. In fact, I'm 100% sure you're not going to achieve success by publishing a podcast that talks about everything under the sun. People trust authority. Niche-focused podcasts will ultimately get a lot more followers than those that don't. This is because when you cover a specific niche, you're able to present yourself or your brand as an authority. For instance, if you want to be known as an email marketing genius, then you can start an email marketing podcast. If you know a lot about social media marketing, then you may want to start a podcast in this niche. If you love digital marketing and you want to create a digital marketing podcast, then you can publish episodes on various topics in this niche. Whatever niche you eventually decide on, you can easily position yourself as an expert by sharing highly valuable tips and techniques with your listeners. The point is that people love to listen to authority figures. When you select a niche, you need to stick to that niche. You create content that fits within your niche. Over time, people will come to realize that you're true to your word and you really are an expert in your niche. You can't ever prove you're an expert if you jump from one niche to another. You're just going to end up confusing your listeners. For instance, they may have followed you because you gave out a lot of good advice in your social media episodes. However, over the next 10 episodes, you talk about auto detailing or crocheting or fishing. If you do this, then I guarantee you'll have people unfollowing you and leaving bad reviews on your podcast. You're literally going to throw your reputation and your brand under the bus. So, if you want to be recognized as an expert and as a trustworthy authority, then you need to pick the right niche. Picking the right niche. Niche selection can either be straightforward or difficult. It all boils down to your needs and your preferences. If you want to take the easy way, then just pick a niche you love, something you know you can create tons of content on, and stick to that. But if your life's a bit more complicated, like for instance, you have a lot of different interests, then here's a technique you can use to figure out the right niche for your podcast. Step 1. Write down your interests and passions. What are you passionate about? What topics interest you the most? What industry are you most knowledgeable about? Come up with a list of 5 to 10 potential niches. This step is extremely important because if you choose the wrong niche, then sooner or later you're going to lose interest in continuing your podcast. You'd run out of ideas to keep your show going. Your disinterest and lack of passion are going to be evident in your show. People are astute listeners. Most of us can tell when someone's passionate about a topic or not. So if you want your podcast to succeed, then you need to get this step right. Step 2. What problems can you solve? Write down the problems you can solve in each of the potential niches you've identified in step 1. You can come up with possible problems off the top of your head. Should be easy if you know the topic. But if you need more ideas, then there are tons of resources you can check online. You can go to Quora or Yahoo Answers and check out what kind of questions people are asking in your potential niches. Visit forums and social media groups as well. These places provide lots of free information for anyone willing to look. You can even use Google Suggest and other keyword tools to determine if people are searching for solutions to specific problems. Step 3. Figure out your competition. Whatever niche you decide on, you'll most likely have some competition. Now, there's no need to be afraid if you want to go after saturated or high competition niches. Figure out what everyone else is doing and see if you can come up with your own angle. That angle will be your edge. It will help you stand out from the crowd. Check your competitors' podcast. How many followers do they have? What topics are they covering? Do you think you can one-up them and do a much better job? Step 4. Choose the right niche. Some people may say step 4 should be devoted to checking if a niche is profitable. However, in most cases, this is unnecessary. Because with podcasting, there are many different ways you can monetize your podcast. We'll cover monetization later, but for now, you should know that selecting your niche and growing your audience are two of the most important things you should work on first. In short, monetization is something you shouldn't worry about when you're just starting a podcast. With that said, the information you collected in steps 1 to 3 should now give you an idea of your perfect niche. You probably have your gut telling you which niche is right for you. Whatever it is, the important thing to note is that you must...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?